In Rome I read a nobleman the emperor did offend, and for that fact he was adjudged unto a cruel end, that he should be in prison cast with irons many a one, and there be famished unto death and brought to skin and bone. And more, if any one were known by night or yet by day, to bring him any kind of food, his hunger to allay. The emperor swore a mighty oath, without remorse, quoth he, thou shalt sustain the cruelest death that may devised be. This cruel sentence once pronounced, the nobleman was cast into a dungeon dark and deep, with irons fettered fast, where when he had with hunger great remained 10 days' space, and neither tasted bread nor drink in this most woeful case. The tears along his aged face most plenteously did fall, and grievously he did begin for to complain withal. O Lord, quoth he, what shall I do? So hungry, Lord, am I. For want of bread, one bit of bread, I famish, starve, and die. How precious were one corn of wheat unto my hungry soul, one crust, one crumb, one little piece, my hunger to control. Had I this dungeon heaped with gold, I would forego it all to buy and purchase one brown loaf, yea, were it ne'er so small. Oh, that I had but every day one bit of bread to eat, though ne'er so mouldy, black or brown, my comfort would be great. Yea, albeit I took it up, trod down in dirt and mire, it would be pleasing to my taste and sweet to my desire. Good Lord, how happy is the hind that labors all the day, the drudging slave, the peasant poor, which at commandment stay. These have their ordinary meals, they take no heed at all of those sweet crumbs and crusts that they so carelessly let fall. How happy is the little chick that without fear may go and pick up those most precious crumbs which they away do throw. Oh, that some pretty little mouse so much my friend would be to bring some old forsaken crust into this place to me. But, oh, my heart, I wish in vain no succor I can have, no meat, no drink, no water eke my loathed life to save. Oh, bring some bread for Christ's sake, some bread to me. I die for lack of bread, not but stone walls I see. Thus day and night he cried out in most outrageous sort, that all the country far and near were grieved at his report. And though that many friends he had and daughters in the town, yet none durst come to succor him, fearing the emperor's frown. Yet now, behold, one daughter dear he had, as I do find, which lived in his displeasure great for matching against his mind. Although she lives in mean estate, she was a virtuous wife, and for to help her father dear, she ventured thus her life. She quickly to her sisters ran, and did of them entreat, that by some secret means they would convey their father meat. Our father dear doth starve, she said, the emperor's wrath is such. He dies, alas, for want of food, whereof we have too much. Sweet sisters, therefore use some means his life for to preserve, and suffer not our father dear in prison for to starve. Alas, quoth they, what shall we do his hunger to sustain? You know 'tis death to any one that would his life maintain. And though we wish him well, quoth they, we never will agree. To spoil ourselves, we had as lief that he should die as we. And sister, if you love yourself, let this attempt alone. Though you do ne'er so secret work, at length it will be known. Oh, hath our father brought us up and nourished us, quoth she, and shall we now forsake him quite in his extremity? No, I will venture life and limb to do my father good. The worst that is, I can but die to fit a tyrant's mood. With that away she hies in haste, into the jail she goes. But with her woeful father dear, she might not speak, God knows. Except the emperor would grant his favor in that case, the keeper would admit no wight to enter in that place. Then she unto the emperor hies, and falling on her knee, with wringing hands and bitter tears, these words pronounced she. My hopeless father, gracious Lord, offending of your grace, is judged unto a pining death within a woeful place, which I confess he hath deserved. Yet, mighty prince, quoth she, vouchsafe in gracious sort to grant one simple boon to me. It chanced so I matched myself against my father's mind, whereby I did procure his wrath as fortune false assigned. And seeing now the time is come, he must resign his breath, vouchsafe that I may speak with him before his hour of death. and reconcile myself to him, his favor to attain, that when he dies I may not then under his curse remain. The emperor granted her request conditionally that she, each time she to her father came, should thoroughly searched be. No bread, no meat with her she brought to help him there distressed, but every day she nourished him with her most tender breast. Thus by her milk he was preserved a 12-month and a day, and was most fair and fat to see, yet no man knew which way. The emperor, musing much thereat, at length did understand how he was fed, and yet his law not broke at any hand. And much admiring at the same, and her great virtues shown, he pardoned him and honored her with great preferments known. Her father ever after that did love her as his life, and blessed the time that she was made a loving wedded wife.